Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 21st of December 2015. Are you anti-government? Are you anti-government? Brothers and sisters, all over the world there's trouble now. Many countries, even particularly those even with the not just dictatorial countries where the dictators were there, there were also countries where there are supposed to be democracy and elections and what have you. And every time after an election, there will be two groups. One group wants the government out, other group wants the government in. And of course, all over the world, there's accusation that people came into power using money or using force or using power, using the weapons or whatever. All these accusations keep on going on and on. And there's a lot of instability and all that. But this, the Bible has already spoken about all these in the end times. There will be trouble, and there will be trouble in the world. And Jesus says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That trouble in the world, I have overcome the world. But, brothers and sisters, before I can answer this, are you anti-government or what are you, what is the right thing to do? Of course, the right thing to do for me will be very simple and straightforward. I have to learn, search scripture. If scripture tells me something, I want to follow it. I'm willing to follow it. My heart and mind may not want to follow it, but in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm able to command my heart and mind to follow scripture, because I already know what kind of trouble there was without God in my life. I made a segment called Educated Fools. Educated Fool. And I was the number one educated fool. Therefore, for me, the scriptures of God, the word of God, I will lean on it, I will stand on it, I will hold on to it, I will embrace it, I will want to obey it completely, and I ask Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the Holy Spirit to make me obey every word of God completely. And when I am mistaken and having some belief that are not according to the word of God, when somebody shows me, I'll immediately study the word of God in several translations, go back to Hebrew and Greek and all, and then get the what is it? And if the person is right, I will immediately, if the word of God is that, I will change my stance to the word of God that I now see, which I didn't see earlier. It's simple as that. And with that stand, I put a segment called footloose and fancy free. I am footloose. When he tells me to jump up and go, when Jesus tells me, I just want to jump up and go. Fancy free means I don't want anything of my own fancies. I want what Jesus Christ wants for me, and that is gives me righteousness, peace and joy, brothers. I need peace, and the peace has seen me through for 20 years, or even all kinds of issues I faced, and I faced a serious tragedy in my house, and the peace of God was holding our hearts, because our Jesus Christ loves us, He loves you. So before we can go into the details of this, you will only understand, even when I quote scripture, you will only understand and able to accept the scripture if you have already accepted the precepts of Christ. Precepts of Christ is what? Love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. Love one another as I have loved you. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you want to be sons of the Most High God, even love your enemies. These are one precept. Another precept of Christ. All your faith must put in Him. Our faith must only be in Him. That means we must lean on Him, trust on Him, we cling on to His word, cling to Him, adhere to His commandment. That's another precept. These are precepts that cannot change. These precepts we need to follow, we need to have this. And we have to be born of the Spirit, because if you are not born of the Spirit, the carnal mind, the worldly mind, cannot understand the things of God, cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Therefore, if you are trying to read scripture using a fallen nature mind, trying to understand the spiritual issues that God is showing us in the Bible, your fallen nature mind, that's a worldly mind, cannot understand the things of the Spirit. And how do we born again? We turn to Christ and want to believe Him, willing to believe and obey Him. Only when you turn to Christ and say, I need Christ. And to turn to Christ, you must want to confess that you are a sinner. That you accept you are a sinner. And when you accept you are a sinner and that you are messed up and your way doesn't work, Now you want His way, the Creator's way. You accept that He is the Son of the living God who came and died for you and rose again. And now our faith is in His faith. And even our faith, the size of the grain of a mustard seed, can tell mountains to move. Jesus said, that's what, why? Because our faith only in His faith. We just want to believe Him and everything else, we will have the faith to endure. Well, sisters, these are precepts. And until these precepts, this born of the Spirit, our provider is Jesus Christ. Your provider must be Jesus Christ. Your faith must be Jesus Christ, your provider. Not trust in man, because man can fail. Not that man may want to do the right thing. Your husband or wife might want to do the right thing for you. They love you. But they can fail. Because they are fallen nature. Men, one, two, when they're born again, they have power in Christ to cast out evil spirit and all that, yes. But they cannot control anything and everything. I can't control the floods. If today, for instance, let us say the internet is not working, I won't be able to post this. However much you can trust me to get up in the morning by God's mercy to do this. But let us say, I bind this in Jesus Christ's name, I am not able to get up that morning. What happens? I can't do. So putting a trust in me is useless because I'm a man. But put a trust in Jesus Christ. That is why whatever we think we can do, we have to say, God, by will of God, by God's mercy, by God's grace, by God willing, we have to say these words and know these words, not just say it for redundancy purposes, just say, We have to know that this is true. We are not in control. But Jesus will do what is the control we can have? They can tell you, this thing will happen, the economy is going to crash. Can we stop the economy from crashing? There are a lot of articles now that the Malaysian economy is going to have a suffering year from 2016. And then, reason is, petrol dollar has dropped, value of petrol per barrel has dropped, oil has dropped, therefore, we are going to not have $30 billion, we are going to have a deficit of $30 billion, it seems. So now what we have to do? Can we stop there? But then we can control ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ and believe in Jesus Christ to see us through. We become good stewards. We do not waste money. We care. Therefore, in this season, the so-called end of the year season, you now must pay particular attention not to just spend and run up a credit card bill that you can't pay. Now, there's a thing God said, be a good steward of your money. The money doesn't belong to us. When we come to Jesus Christ, we are surrendered to Jesus Christ. And all these precepts will begin to follow. Then when any other word of God comes, even when the heart and mind doesn't accept, you can overcome and accept it. Because you know what God said is true. So now, are you anti-government? Are you anti-government? And so what does the Bible say? I'm reading from 1 Peter 2:12-16. I'm reading my Amplified. Keep your behavior excellent among the unsaved, the Gentiles. Conduct yourself honorably with graciousness and integrity, so that for whatever reason they may slander you as evildoers, yet by observing your good deeds, they may instead come to glorify God. They will glorify God. They may. Because by observing your good deeds in the day of visitation, when He looks upon them with mercy. That means that now we want to keep our behavior excellent among the others. We are supposed to have been saved by Christ. We came to Christ. So we are born again. We are children of God. But then what you do? Our behavior must be excellent among the unsaved. So they know. They can follow, they can glorify God, especially in the day of visitation, when the Lord comes, when He looks upon them with mercy. 13. This is 1 Peter 2:13. Submit yourselves to the authority of every human institution for the sake of the Lord to honor His name, whether it is to a king as one in a position of power or to governors, as sent by Him to bring punishment to those who do wrong and to praise and encourage those who do right. Now, brothers and sisters, listen to this carefully. Submit yourself to the authority of every human institution for the sake of the Lord to honor His name, whether it is to a king as one in the position of power or to governors as sent by Him to bring punishment to those who do wrong and to praise and encourage those who do right. Because this is a reference to, of course, the Romans. Romans were ruling the place and the governors, Roman governors were there. For it is the will of God that by doing right you may silence, muzzle, gag the culpable ignorance and irresponsible criticisms of foolish people. For it is the will of God that by doing right you may silence, muzzle, gag the culpable ignorance, the ignorance that joins up, the ignorance that causes trouble and irresponsible criticisms of foolish people. 16. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover or pretext for evil, but use it and live as bond servants of Christ, servants of righteousness. Live as free people. We are free people bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. But do not use your freedom as a cover or pretext for evil, but use it and live as bond servants of God. Yesterday we were talking about how so-called Christians and even pastors are using their position or to steal money, to cheat people, to greed, covetous. It's idolatry. It's idolatry when a Christian or even a pastor goes around collecting money, inducing people to join programs or MLMs or whatever just for his own personal profit. It's actually terrible sin. And it is idolatry because that person wants, that pastor or the Christian wants recognition in the world. Brothers and sisters, we talked about that yesterday. This is sin. I pray anyone doing this to stop, to care for the sheep of Jesus Christ. Feed the sheep, not take them into this kind of things and then they go astray even because they get fed up, they have lost money which they can't afford. Now, Titus 3, 1 to 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work. This is the Catholic version. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show every courtesy to everyone. To speak evil of no one. For we ourselves are foolish, disobedient, and led astray to slaves to various passions and pleasures, and passing our days in malice and envy, despicable, hating one another. So speak evil of no one, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities. Friends, it says, we are to be subject to the government. So, but what the government doing wrong? Our faith is in Christ to still see us through. We are subject to the laws. The only thing we will not obey when governments of any country tell us you don't follow Jesus Christ, you don't pray to Jesus Christ, you don't worship Jesus Christ, you don't obey His commandments. His commandments are love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, love your one another as you loved us, as He loved us, love your neighbor as yourself. These are precepts of Christ. If they tell us not to follow this, cannot. If they tell you, some institution or some rogue officer tells you, tell false witness to others on others, you cannot. You cannot slander others. You cannot bring false accusation to others. All this God's word, He says, cannot. He hates. So, whatever Jesus Christ has told us to do is all good. But they tell us not to obey Jesus Christ, we cannot. We obey God. But of course, when you want to do that, there are consequences. When you want to say, no, I will obey God, especially rogue rulers or whatever, or rogue officers are trying to force you, there are consequences. That time we ask Jesus Christ for mercy, that our faith will hold and will go through. But other than that, brothers and sisters, submit to the government. Because God said, look, submit to the government. His instruction is there. Jesus Christ says, submit to the government. But if you say, oh, how, I must go and what do you call, rise up and some yellow revolution or what rubbish all going on, then those who don't know the word of God and are not born again, they're not of the Spirit, led by the Spirit of God, and then they are not depending on Christ. They can't depend on Christ because they don't know Christ to see them through. They have not experienced the goodness of Christ. Of course, they'll go and do something like that. But you, God calls you peculiar people, ambassadors of Christ, making peace for men to God. He said, you cannot. Because you trust me, he said, I will take care of you, I will provide for you, don't worry about it, I will see you through, I will give you power to endure. Now, people say, no, I must go and do this and that. They call themselves Christians, you know, but not true. They don't know the scripture and they are not maybe, cannot follow even if they know, they are not born again in the spirit. But what happens? Take another issue. Let us say somebody you love is now talk seriously ill. That time we are praying to God, isn't it? We are praying to Jesus Christ to settle this loved one, isn't it? In fact, we are asking Jesus, save. There we cannot go and protest and all. Got this? That time we want prayers. That time we want to get when Jesus to intervene and save the life of our loved one. So likewise, we just pray and trust Jesus Christ. That is the command. But if you do not trust Jesus Christ, then you are not a Christian. So of course you do not know Jesus Christ and you do not trust Jesus Christ, you are not born again in the Spirit, you are not led by the Spirit of God, you will feel fear and all that and you think you will have to go and go against the government and all. No. If followers of Jesus Christ, don't do that. True followers of Jesus Christ. Only time when the particular authority tells you you cannot worship and follow Jesus Christ, no. And there you are going to, even unto death you are going to stand and accept because you absent from the body is present with the Lord. And to death you will accept and say, no, I cannot. Just like enough stories in the Old Testament, Abdak, Shadrach and Abednego, they said, no, we will not bow down to the person, to the king and worship the king, not worship God. So they said, they throw you into the big furnace. They said, throw, and they were thrown. And Jesus was there to save them from the furnaces. And they were not burnt. But having said that, Jesus expects us that because you don't get involved in all this because trust Jesus and love all, love even your enemy. In Jesus Christ I pray, Amen.